Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, it's a mild evening. Clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a perfect night for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, former Israeli hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen have wed in an emotional ceremony marking the first marriage of hostages taken during the Hamas attack on October 7th. This report comes just in from Forward. Also, the Bank of Israel has lowered the national interest rate to 3.5%. This decision, reported earlier this hour by the Jerusalem Post, responds to the strong shekel and a halt in the conflict with Iran. Also this hour, the IDF has struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza, with at least 1 Hamas commando reportedly killed. This update is from JNS earlier today. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned that providing F-35s to Turkey could endanger Israel. He expressed these concerns ahead of an upcoming NATO summit, as detailed by Ynet. And finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu has pushed back on claims by Vance that the US is Israel's only powerful ally. He also denied any rift with Trump over the Iran deal, as reported by JTA. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago that Hamas aims to maintain its military force even if a technocratic government takes over civilian duties in Gaza. Ynet Global highlighted Ari Meridi's efforts in connecting young Jewish professionals to Israel through missions and community engagements, an initiative he leads with JNF USA. Amichai Stein noted that Israel's ambassador to the U.S. spoke against Turkey acquiring F-35 jets, insisting Israel's position remains firm, though acknowledging U.S. strategic considerations. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the emotional wedding of Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen. Forward reports, this union marks a significant moment as both were taken hostage by Hamas during the October 7th attacks. Their marriage symbolizes resilience and hope amid ongoing tensions. Turning to economic news, the Bank of Israel has adjusted the interest rate to 3.5%. The Jerusalem Post explains this move addresses the shekel's strength and the current pause in hostilities with Iran. This decision could impact borrowing costs for Israelis and influence economic stability. Meanwhile, in military developments, the IDF's operation in northern Gaza has targeted 5 terrorists. According to JNS, this included a significant strike on a Hamas commando. These actions come as part of ongoing security measures in the region. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu's warning about Turkey's potential acquisition of F-35s reflects broader regional security concerns. Ynet reports that this issue could affect Israel's strategic balance with its neighbors, particularly as NATO discussions loom. And finally, Netanyahu's rebuttal to Vance's statement about the U.S. being Israel's sole powerful ally underscores the complexity of international relations. JTA notes that Netanyahu emphasized Israel's diverse diplomatic ties, which could shape future geopolitical dynamics. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports on the Bank of Israel's interest rate cut to 3.5%, with Finance Minister Smotrich criticizing the move as insufficient. This debate highlights tensions over economic policy amidst the challenging fiscal environment. Separately, the Real Estate Appraisers Association in Israel has found that home construction costs in central Tel Aviv have increased by over 15%. Globes attributes this rise to market conditions and regulatory factors impacting the housing sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the search for new gas reservoirs off Israel's coast could result in substantial revenue boosts. Energy Minister Eli Cohen has signed new tenders, signaling potential growth in the country's energy sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.